To Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Amanda, what's happening with your boyfriend that you think he could be messing around on you with someone he works with?
Yes, his name's Rich. We've been together for a little over a year, and he actually works for a major bank in Charlotte here. So about 2 weeks ago, though, the bank hired some new interns.
Oh, interns?
Ever since then, yeah, young, cute girls to intern there, and ever since they've been hired, he has not stopped texting. He has been on his phone for the last 2 weeks. And
is he like in a position where he has to train them? Because I know, like, with those big companies, the interns are more of like employees.
Sure, right. Like producer Nicole runs our internship program here,
and you need to like kind of build them up.
Well, and I thought maybe that's what it was. So I mean, I didn't want to like just take his phone without asking. But I asked him. I was like, "Can I see what you're texting? Just because it's bothering me, and I want to know what's going on." And when I looked at it, it wasn't about work really at all. And that's when it really started bothering me, because he's on there texting her like late at night when she's out with her friends, being like, "Oh, don't be too drunk for work," which sounds like something you would say to somebody, but not to an intern. I mean,
it sounds a little flirty.
11:30, 12 at night, you know?
It sounds a little flirty. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't ever text our interns.
Then, like, look at me and my cute friends. Like, it's just weird. It's weird, and it's bothering me, and, you know, I want to know, like, where his head's at, because
Absolutely. He's
texting other girls. We're going to have real life-altering issues.
Here we go. Roy's going to dial him up. Hold on a second, Amanda, and we'll find out who he sends him to, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
This is Rich. How can I help you?
Hey, Rich. My name is Beth. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I have your name and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we have $100 in beautiful free red roses to give away, and you are getting them.
Oh, okay.
Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send them to?
Wait a second. So you're sending flowers for me?
So we've been doing this for the last few months, but you are the winner of this month's contest.
Oh, that's so cool. Thanks.
Yeah. So who would you like to send a dozen roses to?
You know what? Can I send it like to a couple people? Can you send it to my interns?
I can. They are romantic roses. Is that appropriate?
Well, I mean, we kind of flirt around. If I could break it up, that'd be great.
So who's the first person that you'd like to send these to?
Let's see. There. Could you send it to Carrie with a C?
Okay, Carrie. And who else?
Jen, two N's.
Okay. Anyone else?
Yeah, just one more. Can you send it to Allie, please?
Okay, and would you like three different cards? What would you like to put on these cards?
You could put, "This summer is going to be GR8. That's just a stupid thing we do. So much fun to come.
And you want that on all of their cards?
Yeah, that's cool.
Rich, that is so inappropriate, and I'm almost certain that you're not just flirting with them. That's just so inappropriate.
Excuse me?
Rich, that's your girlfriend Amanda on the phone.
This is War of the Roses on the MRL Morning Show. It's where we catch cheaters.
I can't be on the radio. I have a job where I'm...
Yeah, exactly. You could get fired for this crap, and you're sending your interns flowers like they're not going to find out you sent those flowers.
It's a joke. I'm just sending some people some flowers.
Yeah, they're romantic flowers. Didn't you think, like, maybe they're not romantically interested and that would be awkward?
No, I don't think it's just funny. It has nothing really romantic in it. I don't know what you're talking about. What is going on
here? Not every woman would find that funny. They would maybe think that you were trying to come on to them. And in your position at your job, you could lose your job for that, Rich.
What is this? What is going on here? What are you doing? Why are you calling me like this?
Because I wanted to know what you were doing. You're sitting there on your phone texting Jen all night, and you tell me nothing's going on, but, like, you're sending her flowers. You didn't send me flowers. I'm the one standing here doing your laundry while you at work all day, and you can't even send me some flowers. You got to send them to that girl that you're flirting with.
You know, that's the key, is Loren, our AKR operator, said, hey, the romantic flowers, who do you want to send it to, the romantic person in your life? And instead of your girlfriend, Amanda, you send it to three interns, and Amanda's right, completely inappropriate, bro.
I think it's not completely inappropriate. How do you think it's completely? You don't even know me. What do you mean it's completely inappropriate?
Well, that's not really workplace behavior.
Whether they know you or not, you're putting our future at risk. All the things we've been saving up for and working towards will be gone if you lose your job over flirting with these young interns.
What if one of these girls didn't want the flowers and she goes to HR?
Yeah.
Rich?
I ever thought that maybe because you're in a position of power, you're above them, that maybe they feel obligated to talk to you that way for the fact that they want a job? Do you feel that you could be pressuring these people and not even know it?
I'm not pressuring anyone. We just joke around. There's nothing past joking around.
Well, that's not necessarily. You may.
You ever text out of work hours?
Sure.
Oh, okay.
Time.
About work?
Work and friendly stuff.
Honestly, Rich, I'm going to give you a small probationary period where you're going to have to, like, not be on your phone texting anybody you have no business texting. Because if this continues, I'm leaving you before you even get a chance to get fired. Because I'm not waiting around for you to just ruin everything we've worked for.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us mornings at